This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
To say, hey, there's something more that I want to give. There's something more that I desire to see, that I want to build, that whether it's real estate or technology or healthcare, it all starts with a step. So what is the one step that you are going to do? And having a desire, you must have a strong desire, because everything starts with desire. I truly believe, and I didn't learn this in college, but things are always created twice. First in the mind and then the reality. Think about the chair that you're sitting in or the car that you're driving. The architect first, she said, let the church say amen. I see you. But things are always created twice. And speaking of church, the good book says, as we've heard it before, as a person thinketh in their heart, so are we. So how is your thinking? We are who we are and where we are because of the thoughts that we think. In whatever playing field you're on, in whatever community, in whatever industry, you are who you are and where you are in life because of your thoughts. So how is your thinking? And I didn't learn this until I was a bit older, but really we're not taught how to think. And in talking with a mentor one day, they said, AJ, close your eyes. And I closed my eyes and he said, if I was to say pink apple, if you're not driving, what's her name? You're driving? Jerisha, you driving, so don't close your eyes, but everybody close your eyes. And if I was to say a pink apple, what's the image that pops into your mind? A pink apple. If I was to say orange elephant, what's the thing that pops into your mind? An orange elephant. So what am I saying? We think in pictures. So you can open up your eyes. I want to encourage you to begin to see the world that you want to live in exist now with your mind. That business, see that business thriving, whether it's online, whether it's in person. See yourself as a better husband, a better wife, a better individual, a better caregiver. See yourself physically better. Because if you don't physically see yourself being the person and looking like the person that you want to be, how will you ever get there? So you first have to see it and have that desire within here. And then you begin to take steps towards that. The law of vibration, we already, like, you will get what you are attracting. What's the vibes? You know how you walk into a room sometimes, people in there, you like, oh, it don't stink, but it do stink because it's like the attitudes or people's culture. And it may stink because they need a breath mint. Like, we sell breath mints. Shout out to the breath mints. Everybody needs one every once in a while. Don't do Listerine. They said it does something to your cancer in your mouth. I don't know. That's a conspiracy theory, but I don't do Listerine no more. Anyway, snaps. But regroup. What are we talking about? As a person thinking, so are they. So a little bit fast forwarding ahead again. We opened Oasis Fresh Market. And I'm going to pull up my slides here. Share my screen with y'all because I'm going to show you into our world. Share screen. Number two. Okay, you can see it good there? Mercedes?
And yes.
Magda? Okay, perfect. I'm going to pull up the faces again so I can see y'all. Okay, so Oasis Fresh Market. This is who we are. This is what we do. That's me, man. I'm a husband. I've got three daughters. My wife and I have been married 11 years. Shout out to 11 years, baby. I have three girls. I didn't cry a lot growing up as a kid. You know, I guess just, you know, single parent, you hard. Like, you a thug. You don't cry, boy. Say it with your chest. Look, you know, you say it with your chest. So I didn't cry a lot. And I think as a result of not doing that, that God was like, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to give you all daughters. I'm the youngest of two older sisters. And so I was the only dude. And now I have three daughters. And now I just cry all the time. Like, brother be crying at a commercial. I'm like, what's wrong with me, Lord? Like, that OG got to come back. You made me a soft G. You made me a baby G. Okay. But I love my daughters. They come up and work on the weekends. They are 8, 6, and 3, all girls. All of them will have their own stores very soon because they are bosses already. But we particularly opened up a grocery store in a food desert. 54 million people live in food deserts across the country. And the majority of those people are our communities, Black and Brown individuals. Said differently, 1 in 6 individuals live in a food desert. If you have a grocery store with it, well, let me see. If you have a grocery store further than 3 miles, put it in the chat. I want to see in the chat how many of y'all. And a food desert is described as not having fresh and healthy access within in an urban area, 7 miles, in a rural more than 9. How many of y'all have a food that are living in a food desert? I don't know where my chat went now. So that's a problem, especially in our communities, because we're facing food insecurity at such a rapid pace right now. Also in our communities, it's also a food swamp, a food desert. There it is. A metric to qualify, 1/3 of the population lives more than 9 miles in an urban area and 14 miles in a rural. But also in our underserved communities, there's a lot of food swamps. We got the McDonald's, we got the Sonics, we got the Burger Kings, but we don't yet have fresh and healthy access. And what we put in our bodies, it does matter. Yes, I don't like really sweets, but I love me some French fries and some potato chips. Like that's my crutch. Some Ruffles, sour cream and cheddar. Shout out for that, baby. Put your whatever your vice is. Put it in there. Sugar, alcohol. Hopefully, it's nothing beyond that. But that's my thing. But for us as majority minorities, we have to begin to do better in our eating habits. And I would even want to challenge you in this moment. I'd want to encourage you tomorrow. Try to do without one meal. Whether it's breakfast, whether it's lunch or dinner, how can you challenge yourself physically? Because growth does equal pain, and we all want to grow. We all want to get better, but that's going to require a level of sacrifice. What's the definition of sacrifice? Giving up something on one level in order to gain something on another. Just think about the sacrifice that Troy and Rashad and everybody that's on their team, they've had to sacrifice a lot in order to get to where they are. And obviously we're all earners. You guys are earners. What are you willing to sacrifice to get to that next level? Whether it's going to be food or sleep or something, you've got to make a decision and decide, what am I willing to give up in order to get there? And if you're not willing to do that, is it really something that you want to achieve? Because a true goal, a true victory is going to require you to sacrifice. It's going to require you to give up something. I think about the story of an eagle. You know, we all want to be eagles. We've all heard the great stories about eagles, that the only bird that is seen flying at top levels on that level is an eagle. No other bird can fly as high as an eagle. But in order for an eagle to soar, what does the mom eagle do? At the appropriate time, the mother eagle pushes that baby eaglet out of the nest. Why is that important? Like, you think about snaps, that mom, the eagle's nest is up really high. And all of a sudden, when the mom recognizes that it's time for her baby eaglet to go to the next level, she literally pushes them out and they begin to free fall at an accelerated rate, flapping their wings. And really, that's the part of all of us. A part of your journey is there's going to be a season where you may not always know what's next. You may not always know what's going to happen. You may feel like you're getting hit from every single side. Take it from me. And sometimes it does suck being the first.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.